Blog Talk Radio.
From the San Francisco Bay Area, it's time for Live from the Bay with Joey. Stay tuned.
Hey, everybody, what is up? We have a great show tonight, and the show topic is what you see is what you get. So what does that really mean? Vision and envisioning is really important. If you're somebody that follows Scripture, Scripture says, where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint, but blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction. So, in layman's terms, without a vision, people perish. So it's very important to have that vision, right? So tonight, I would just ask that we get in preparation, we get our minds quiet and our eyes closed, total reverence of the Almighty, we come. And right now, I ask and pray and believe for the spiritual presence of the Spirit in this very hour and moment, that it transcends all time, whether at this very moment that we're lifting this up or at another place and time or location. The presence of the Almighty is not limited to our parameters, dimensions, and specifications. In agreement together, we invoke the name and presence of the Almighty to be with us, overshadow us with wisdom, knowledge, and gifts. We call upon Spirit to reveal to us with all wisdom. I ask for your guidance that you will give us this day a very clear vision on what our lives should be and how to have those desires fulfilled. So we come in agreement, and so let it be. It's interesting to me that science has proven that our minds do not really know the difference in what is clearly taking place at this moment in time or space or what is yet to come. So in other words, if you truly have strong faith or belief in something and you're envisioning it as happening now, even though in the natural it is not, your mind and brain will react accordingly. So it will react and act as if it is happening. Envisioning is a great experience and practice, especially with visualization techniques. So let me give you some instances where this happened in my own life. Quite a few years ago, I think it was around the year 2000, I wanted to do a work on a movie with Penelope Cruz. I didn't know how that was going to happen. But for a couple of weeks, every single night when I went to sleep, I would close my eyes and I would envision being on the set and her being there. And this went on for a couple of weeks. What ended up happening was that I got a phone call from an agent in the city in San Francisco that said, I'm going to be doing a movie within the next month. We need some extras for that film. We came across your picture. It looks perfect for what we're looking for. We're looking for an ethnic type. And the story is about a young girl who comes from Brazil. In the story, she's coming from Brazil. And part of the film is filmed in Brazil and part is filmed in San Francisco. Upon hearing this, I was interested. And I said, oh, that's great. I said, I would definitely be interested. And who would that be with? And they said, you probably have never heard of her. She's very famous in her own country of Spain, but she's getting very recognized here. And I said, who's that? And they said, Penelope Cruz. Do you know who she is? Well, guess what? Of course, I ended up being on that set, meeting her, and it was quite an experience. Years before that, when I was 25, I was looking for a record contract, and again, I envisioned having one, and I saw myself getting that contract and singing and all that. And when I was 25 years old, I ended up getting on a label out of Nashville, Tennessee. So, as you can see, envisioning is very important. So, in other words, what you see many times is what you're going to get. So, let's go on and do an exercise. It's going to be a real simple exercise, but I believe this is going to help you in your envisioning techniques and visualization. Okay? So, with a little bit of music in the background, you want to quiet your mind, and with your eyes closed, focus in on what you desire, would like to be or participate in or accomplish or experience. Now, with complete silence, allow the spirit and your mind to guide you. So I want you to picture whatever situation you want to be in or desire. I want that in your mind. And I want you to envision that or see that as like a television screen, you know, and it, like a movie being played, and see yourself in that, accomplishing that. So it's happening and you see it now. Allow yourself to be free and experience, smell, visualize, and everything that's occurring right now in that. In that visualization, allow yourself to experience it. Make a snapshot of this in your mind. I want you to take that desire and lift it up to the spirit and believe that will come into fruition. And now I pray and I send forth to you blessing, encouraging you with words of faith. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. And so we believe and we agree. We lift it up to the Almighty Spirit, and so let it be. Amen. Now, folks, I want to let you know that I do not in any way, shape, or form follow Dr. Wayne Dyer. Although I know he is a man, he has great things to say, and I believe he's a psychologist, but it's not somebody I follow. However, I was reading something he wrote recently from Everyday Wisdom, Being Willing to Dream, and I think it was Choose a Life of Greatness, February 28, 2012. And it was really interesting what he wrote, and I definitely wanted to go ahead and share that little bit of the article with you. And he writes, Nikos Kazantzakis, wow, my Greek pronunciation, I don't know if it's good or bad, reinforces this idea by giving these words to his fanciful character Zorba in his book Zorba the Greek, who always lived his life to the fullest by believing passionately in something that does not yet exist. We create it. The non-existent is whatever we have not sufficiently desired. This is the power of your imagination. When what you desire is imagined sufficiently to make it your reality, don't diminish this great gift by using it in a way that is antithetical, I hope I said that right, to its I am God original nature. Okay, so I have a problem with that right there, but let's go on and continue reading. There's just that one sentence I have a problem with. Perhaps the most common misuse of imagination is stressing what you don't want for yourself. This is the largest category of misusing imagination. Start paying attention to general conversation, and you will be astounded at how incredibly prevalent it is. Imagining that finds expression in phrases like, I don't deserve prosperity. I am always so unlucky. Things never work out for me. I am unhealthy and cannot be healed. Those are kinds of ideas that have been entertained since childhood. Highly functioning, self-actualized people never imagine what is that they don't wish to have as their reality. Let me say that again. Highly functioning, self-actualized people never imagine what it is that they don't wish to have as their reality. So, that old saying, proverb, well, it's a good saying, a wise saying, as a man thinks, so is he. Think about that. If you don't want it in your life, then don't imagine it. Don't buy into it. Because when you do that, you're creating that as a reality. You're speaking it forth, and it's going to become a reality in your mind. You're going to be envisioning that. So get it out, right? Let's go on, and then I'm going to give my overview of this. It goes on to say, begin noticing and being careful about keeping your imagination free of thoughts that you do not wish to materialize. Instead, initiate a practice of filling your creative thoughts to overflow with ideas and wishes that you fully intend to manifest. Honor your imaginings regardless of others seeing them as crazy or impossible. Recall the words of Kazantzakis and passionately believe in that which is in your imagination and which does not yet exist on the physical plane. Now, I didn't have a hard time with what was said. I had a hard time enunciating this guy's last name. Forgive me. So isn't it interesting that what I've been talking about, these are similar types of principles or thoughts. But, you know, many times people do not realize the importance of what comes out of your mouth or what you envision in your brain, in your mind, your mind's eye. Because many times that will manifest itself out in a reality. And again, remember, your mind doesn't know the difference, what is really happening right now or what you're imagining. So think of that the next time you start imagining bad thoughts. It's so important to imagine great things. I'll tell you, when I imagine great things and I start acting on that, I have an abundance of great things that come my way. And for that reason, I keep with me a book that I, it's kind of like a gratitude book, I guess. Thankful for those things that I have. And then I'm thankful for those things that maybe I don't see in the natural right now, but I speak into being. And that's really what faith is. And so this really encourages me, and it helps build faith in me. You know, doubt has no place in envisioning at all, really, for positive visualization techniques. Doubt is not a good place to visit. So if at any time you doubt or you have second guess on something, before you start a visualization exercise, I would just say to take time out. If you still are having those areas of doubt and conflict, and you don't like or you cannot move forth in visualization because you just have too much negativity coming at you or coming your way, it's best to leave it for another day. You want to do this envisioning techniques when you're experiencing your strongest faith, that is unwavering. So the next thing I'm going to do here is we're going to do this for about 6 or 7 minutes, and I just want you to clear your mind. So you'll hear music being played in the background. Just clear your mind, and I want you to relax and think of what you really desire and want and envision doing, and be at peace and just be quiet and open to what the Spirit would have you see and imagine it. And we'll be playing music in the background, and this is for relaxation. And after the music is sort of coming to an end, I will come back to you. Thank you. Okay, we are now approaching the end here, and hopefully you have a clear understanding of your vision and what you want to accomplish, and I encourage you to go after that dream. Walk in it as if it has already happened, and I'd be interested in hearing all your stories on that. So that's been wonderful sharing with you this these techniques and talking you through this and sharing some ideas. Again, I just want to really kind of reiterate what I was talking about earlier, and then I'm going to be closing pretty soon. We have to realize that words are really important. As words were spoken, the world was formed. Words can empower or destroy. So that, with that being said, let's use our words wisely. Let's walk in wisdom. So I will always say the Almighty, the Divine, or God, whatever you want to say or express that, becomes unto me wisdom. In other words, the Almighty is wise, and I abide in that wisdom with the Almighty. So in other words, that wisdom abides within me. You know, many times when I wake up and I'm not really happy, which can happen, I mean, all of us experience that, I will say, you know what, today I choose to walk in happiness and abundance, and I accept my life, my calling, to touch others, to reach out. So by doing that, I really set myself in a whole different mode, really, completely different mode. And again, in order to see things come into fruition, you really need to get your mind in a great place. And again, you have to be at a level where you're saying, you know what, I don't have any doubt coming my way. I really believe these things that I see and I'm going to believe for, and they're going to come to pass. Okay, because really, faith is based on all that. It's really what a substance of things hope for, but the evidence of things not yet seen. And that's what really envisioning does. You know, many times when I'd like something to come into my path, it's a desire of my heart, right? I envision it, again, as if it's done in the completed sense. So I can actually see it, feel it, even taste it, smell those aromas, so to speak, that would engulf that situation. And really, the most really important thing here is when these things do happen and come to fruition, that you walk in gratitude and thanks. And you walk in gratitude and thanks before it happens, too. Well, you want to thank the Divine. You want to thank the Almighty. You want to thank God for those things that you have received. Even though in the natural, you have not yet seen it manifested yet. So, again, be careful of your words. So, and be careful what you envision. So remember, what you see is what you get, right? By the same token, words that we speak, what you say is what you get. So, again, folks, thank you so much for spending this time with us today. And it's really important that we close it in a good space. So I am going to use a prayer I would use with myself and use it for you. And wherever you're at, I'm not asking you to believe like I believe. You can call it out as you want. You can believe what you will. But let me allow myself to express this out to you and allow it to engulf your spirit. So as we close, I'd like us to quiet our spirits. And so many of you, for some of you, and many of you, it may mean closing your eyes. For others, it's just a quiet place. For others, it's a deep sense of prayer, meditative state. So as I invoke the name of the Almighty into our space today, I pray for protection upon all of us that are here. Seal and to form a hedge of protection. We call upon the protection of the warrior and guardian archangels to watch and guide and direct over our space and time. that we may see those things of the Spirit, hear those things of the Spirit, speak those things of the Spirit, and touch those by the power of the Spirit. Right now, for those in need to believe for answers and healings, we speak forth healing in answers as we agree. We speak forth clarity, abundance, health, prosperity, joy, kindness, love, peace, and hope. As we speak this forth, our words translate out into action by the power of the Spirit. We choose to use our words wisely to bless others and never to curse. We bless those that are around us and need healing. And a special touch, we outstretch our hands in agreement for them as conduits of love and the presence of the Spirit. We take our calling to higher levels. We thank you, Almighty, for the presence of your angels and watchmen over us that walk, guide, and protect us. Thank you for that protection that would encamp about us and surround us all the time. May these angels also guard our homes and family as we speak these things, so let it be. We also cast out evil, darkness, negative thoughts, and word and deed. We ask you, O Lord, to send those things to a place of non-remembrance, that they would be cast out by your power. For those that have wronged us, hurt us, or tried to attack, we give them up to you. We forgive and remember not what they have done. We realize that all negativity that came forth from them has nothing of value nor any power, for no weapon that is formed against us will prevail. We also know that we cannot, nor should we do harm, invoke harm, or even envision harm to those that try to harm us. May any bad intention they had be gone. Transfer that to an intention of good. May it be nullified in its original intent and form by your Spirit. May you transform it for the good. We pray for the sword of your Spirit, and we cast it forth in front of us as we agree, speak, and claim that no weapon that is formed against us will prevail. Let us continuously realize the power of our words and thoughts that we envision. Allow our manifestation of our positive words become not only reality in our lives, but in the lives of those that we touch. Allow our words to speak forth power and life into these things. We believe, and so let it be. Amen. So we thank you so much for joining us today. Stay tuned for our next show next Wednesday. So till the next time, remember, what you see is what you get. And this is Joey saying, take care.
Thanks for joining us on Live from the Bay with Joey.